from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
R-T-I-E-W to his friends, Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome to Postcard from Potbread on a glorious sunny day. Yes, it's me, Eric Wiltshire, at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains, where there's some little bits of snow up there as well. And different programme today. As always, we keep changing it. I'll explain in a mo. Hi to the guys at Replay Radio, Talk Radio X, Breeze, and all you lovely folks on, as the lady says, on Windows 8 PC, tablet and phone. First of all, it's himself, the man that was poorly last week.
That's me. That's me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anybody else who's listening. And may I just say thank you to all the ladies and gentlemen for their words of support and caring when I had to miss last week's show. Only the second time ever. And it was due to projectile vomiting, ladies and gentlemen.
Sexy.
Believe me, I didn't need a microphone to get my message across the 48 hours.
Across the walls.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, I received many letters and quite a few telegrams, may I say.
Yeah, right.
From the people who said they felt sorry for me, which actually is better than I actually received from my co-presenters on this show, who totally ignored me.
Excuse me.
Thank you. We now welcome the lovely Rachel Brunsdon battening down the hatches, ready for somebody. Well, somebody's been eating too many beans, basically.
Yes.
Yes.
The Lord.
Ah, right. And,
but I got it correctly. I myself and Eric wished you nothing but the best and hoped you were well and were very worried about you and said so. Had you listened to the program, you would have known this.
Yes, indeed.
I was too ill.
Yeah, right.
Of course, it's not available on Spreaker for when you are.
May I just take a few seconds to explain to the ladies and gentlemen what happened to me?
No.
Why? It's Cyclone Watch.
No, because it's first of all.
Well, it's only because you have to borrow money to get a bike.
It's Cyclone Watch first, after I've introduced another guest.
Another guest!
On the programme. It's Alex. Oh, no, because you're not really. No. Oh, yes, of course. Running around in his. Do you know what? Lee's going to take the mickey out of you right. For this.
I'm yeah. Not.
And Rachel's going to laugh.
Right.
I'm sure of this. Yeah. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome Spider to the show.
Oh, no. I prefer Alexander, to be honest.
Oh, right, then.
It's an old standing nickname.
I couldn't resist it. That's Alexander, how are you, sir?
Very well.
How's his nickname, Spider?
Not telling you. So, what do you do then, sir?
I'm a DJ and music publisher.
Ooh.
Based in Wexford, Ireland now.
Ooh.
As of now.
Hang on, so we've got four countries represented this week.
Yep.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Wow.
And if we all play, it'd be foreplay.
There's no need for that, Lee.
Oh, that is. That's right.
So, what a waste of time.
So, what are you doing over here then, sir?
I've come over here to Potbread to help. Set up some events at Aqua City and the surrounding areas.
Are we allowed to hint yet?
Probably best not, but...
Oh, okay.
We got some big names lined up, basically, for some
I've
VIP
seen
parties.
The list. I've seen the list.
Yeah.
It's cool. Oh, by the way, Lee.
What?
There's no old people in it.
What? You haven't brought Daniel O'Donnell, then?
No. No Jerry Rafferty's.
No Jerry Rafferty's. I like that. Very good. Rachel, over to you. We've got the urgent announcement from down under.
Cyclone Watch. Cyclone is heading towards me.
Do you want a jingle?
Yes, thank you.
Ready? Here we go then. We'll do it together. Cyclone Watch. That's right. Rach, wait a minute. Rach.
Yeah.
Wait. 3, 2, 1. Cyclone Watch. Yeah.
That was great.
could be serious. You could be blown off a bike.
I will be in a moment. I
hope you're not wearing a skirt, Rachel.
Don't blow off on your bike.
Oh, for goodness sake. I'm sure I'll get this sentence out eventually. There's a cyclone headed towards the west coast of Australia, which is, you guys would know, you would have heard of the city of Broome. Right up the top of Western Australia. It's hit there.
What is it?
Never heard of it.
It's heading towards us. It's currently category one, which isn't so bad. That's just a bit of huff and puff and blow your house down. Well, not blow your house down, a bit of huff and puff.
Right.
By the time it reaches us, they're predicting it'll be a cat two or cat three, which is one of those situations where we have to drag all the furniture that's outside inside and
put jeans on.
The windows and all that kind of thing.
We have to do that in England when summer ends.
Yeah. Midsummer.
Midsummer, yeah.
Robbie and I went to the supermarket today to buy all of our non-perishable foods and our 72-hour supply of water and all that kind of thing. And tomorrow we're off to buy one of those really groovy AM radios so that when the power goes out we can keep a track of what's going on.
No.
A wind-up radio.
No, Rach. What? Rach. Yeah. Rach, you need a bigger gadget.
You need a bigger gadget.
Catch it. Tell
the generator.
Rob's a pretty big guy. I reckon I've got a pretty big gadget right here in the house.
I'm sorry, Rob. That shouldn't have been said in public.
No, tell him to get a 240-volt rotary inverter.
Okay, I will.
And a big helper in case the storm comes.
Rob's in the other room stuffing his face. Uncle Eric says that you need a 240-volt something inverter.
And an umbrella.
Oh, okay, yeah, we've got one.
Good, good. Oh, good, man. Bravo, Rob.
Rob also saw that he bought two cartons of cigarettes to keep him going.
Very, very logical, yeah.
There's no alcohol in the house, so that's a good thing.
Good sign.
Is it? It could be a major disaster.
Sounds a bit dry.
Yeah, it's a bit dry, isn't it?
About all this, guys, is that we're supposed to be moving house this weekend, so I think that might be postponed.
Your house might get moved for you.
Yeah, you're going to move anyway, Rach, so what's the problem?
Yeah. Down the country.
Well, a lot of the rubbish we don't want will probably just be blown away, so that's probably a good thing.
I know what you're going to do. Yeah.
What?
You're going to put all the rubbish in the bin, wait for the wind to come across, then when the wind comes, you open the window a bit, shake the bag out, all the rubbish goes out, you go, wasn't me, Governor, it was the wind blowing the bin over.
That's it was the cyclone, sir, it was the cyclone.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be right, I'll keep you posted as much as I can, unless the power goes out and I can't.
No, I wouldn't post, Rach.
Can I just ask a serious question?
No, Rach, yeah. Rach, you can't post a letter, it'd take too long.
Yeah.
No,
Godly.
No, I was just going to ask you, how many people live in Australia now, Rachel? I've forgotten.
About 23 million live in Australia. Only the population of Darwin is actually pretty small. It's only about 120,000 people in Darwin, so...
You know, Eric, the answer to that question was 50 million, but with her being a female, it had to go on and on and on, didn't it? That's part of the question, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How often do you have these traumatic events, like the cyclone and other, like the bushfires and everything that you've suffered? Would you say you get an event like this on a weekly basis?
No, not on a weekly basis. Seasonally we get them. This is the time of year to get a cyclone, and of course when it's very, very hot, also this time of year we get those fires, and we had them recently in New South Wales. But the thing is, it's me. Because you remember when I moved to Queensland, we got three floods and a cyclone in Queensland. Now, the minute we moved to Darwin, they haven't had a cyclone here for about 7 or 8 years. The minute we get to Darwin, cyclone. So I reckon the common denominator is me.
You're a magnet.
So it's not hot pants Brunsdon, it's cyclone Brunsdon.
That's exactly right. Well, technically it would be Cyclone Rachel because they are usually named after females.
Yes, because do you know why they name them after women?
Because they make a lot of mess and a lot of noise.
No, because they're just totally unpredictable.
Well, there's that too.
Right, anyway, let's move on. It's supposed to be the alternative news show, and we haven't done much yet.
I've thought about about Rachel's cyclones.
Well, that's only one story. We've been here for 10...
projectile bomber.
That's not a story.
It was a... would have been if you'd let me tell it.
I'm not letting you go there. Anyway, sad news to start off with. The eldest daughter of Walt Disney, Diane, has died at the age of 79. Grand old age. And she helped the... Walt Disney Family Museum get going in San Francisco in 2009. We also remember this week the 50th anniversary of JFK, President John F. Kennedy being killed in America. There are all sorts of remembrance services going on in and around Dallas, which I think is lovely. And our thoughts are still with his family, wherever they may be around the world, because he was a fabulous guy. Absolutely. Yeah.
Big on the news in Ireland.
Yeah, big news, yeah.
Can we just be honest about JFK for a
If you're nasty about JFK, I'm going to fade you down.
I'm not going to be nasty about him. You can't fade me down.
Can so?
Yes, you can tell me to fade you down.
All right. This is supposed to be a news programme,
Rach,
which has news and views.
Rach, if you want Lee faded down, you just tell me.
Okay.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, and Alex, and everybody else who's listening, right, I'd just like to say that JFK has reached mythological status within this world over the last 50 years. And I'm not saying for a second that he shouldn't have reached mythological status, but sometimes you have to look at the truth behind the arrival point of a myth. And the arrival point of this JFK myth was actually based on incompetence and the rock and roll era. He actually did good things. You may not fade me down. He did good things, but it was mainly by accident. The Cuban Missile Crisis, the resolution to that, was sheerly by accident. And the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, he created that by accident. He was an amazing speaker in an era of amazing speakers. But does he really need deifying in the way that he does?
Don't forget the space program.
And the space program,
actually happened.
Yeah, that's a good point, Alexander. You can now wind up the red top journalist by saying to him, was there really a space program?
Did we actually land on the moon?
Yeah.
I think we did.
You know what else, guys? You know what else happened 16 years ago?
What?
I was on a freebie.
So you're telling me we landed on the moon, but we didn't have wheels on our suitcases?
Great.
Yeah, well, that's the way it was. You had to put all the money into the space program.
We couldn't afford wheels and suitcases.
Yeah, exactly. Rach, what was you going to say?
I was going to say 16 years ago today, Michael Hutchence passed away.
Exactly.
He did. And that was because in excess, wasn't it?
Oh,
well,
droll.
I think it was more about a belt and a door hook, but whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I can't see how you can do that yet. I've tried, but I'm still here.
I'm going to go back to JFK because I suddenly realised that, of course, in Ireland, JFK is really in Ireland circles, isn't he?
Yeah, he very much thought he was descended from Ireland. And just a huge response when he landed in Ireland, one of the biggest things they've actually ever sort of had response-wise. And Barack Obama went last year, had a great response. But as you say, they keep talking about the JFK over and over and over again in Ireland, and he'll always be well-respected in Ireland.
I watched a really interesting documentary the other night about the Irish mafia, that the guys that were surrounded him when he was in office, that were his close circle and people that he really trusted, and they were dubbed the Irish mafia because they all had Irish roots, and it was really interesting actually. So he does have a huge Irish connection.
Yes, very much.
Well, he does, but why does having an Irish connection mean that you become a deity amongst politicians?
Lee, you can explain this yourself.
What?
The answer to your question has been answered by you several times this year.
Because the mid-60s, the early to mid-60s.
No, try again.
This is the answer once again now.
No, I'm doing a Jeremy Paxman on you now. No, you're not. The fact is, how many times have you chastised current politicians this year?
deserve it. And if we continue on to the next item, we'll have to chastise politicians again.
Exactly.
What I say about Kennedy is that he was not beyond chastisement in any way, shape or form, in the bedroom or in public office. He was a man who had his peccadillos and did some awful things in private and in public. And there are lots of rumours.
Don't forget Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, don't forget.
You've got to respect him for that.
What happened? Why did all the wars happen all
over? Lee, I'm sorry.
Rock and roll president.
Lee, I'm sorry. What? It's just Alexander just superseded everything. Yeah. Marilyn Monroe.
He's accused of killing or being complicit in the murder of Marilyn Monroe, the woman he had his wicked
way with. I wasn't talking about him murdering her.
No, I wasn't either.
That's what I'm saying. He was complicit in that after he had his...
That was more Bobby's thing, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Let's move on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. The former bank chairman of the Cooperative Bank in the UK, and I have to say, a Methodist minister, is under police investigation at the moment for drugs. Not just like the Canadian bloke having a pipe of drugs.
No.
Not just having the odd cigarette or five.
No.
But actually helping them get moved around to other people.
He could be a very naughty boy.
A very naughty boy. Not only that, and I can't wait to see Prime Minister's Question Time in the UK next week, because he was in charge of the bank that used to lend one of the political parties in the UK, which there are three main ones, just to keep it fair, Lib Dems, Labour and Conservative. He loaned some really good loans at special bank rates.
Absolutely.
To the Labour Party. And this is the man that's doing drugs.
Absolutely. Let's be serious.
Naughty boy.
Eric won't remember this, but he will want to say this.
No, I'm too young.
And Rachel, you will know this, that Eric and I, under the guard...
Hold on a minute. Lee, I've got to stop you. The crickets have started.
I'm sorry.
It's the crickets. It's Rachel's crickets again.
If that's a cricket, it's sitting there cross-legged opposite you, waiting to have a chat.
The crickets have got a lot to say.
Yeah, exactly. Right, Lee, carry on. Sorry about the crickets, boys and girls.
Really, you have to think about it in this way. Eric and I did some investigations about 2 years ago into the cooperative movements in the UK.
We
didn't
did.
We?
Yes, we did.
And what did we find?
Naughty people.
The cooperative movement in the UK is a very shadowy organisation. Mm. It's almost like the MI5 of retail. Mm. Nothing is what it appears to be. We uncovered all sorts of stories from different stores across the country about the way that they treated the people. People being put under incredible pressure for minimum wage. People having invasive security checks on the person who faced being sacked if they didn't comply with it. All sorts of things like this. And then all of a sudden, somebody who admits, who was sacked over pornography on his work's computer, who has been caught being involved with drugs, the man who thought that the bank that he was running was only worth $3 billion instead of $46 billion, and was put in there by the Labour Party. Mm. It's an incredible story. This is another which is going to destroy the very fabric of the UK society. Absolutely tragic and awful.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
Well, if you put everything together that's been going on, in the scandal over expenses, the problems over all the things that have been going on in banks and everything else, we are chipping away slowly at the base, at the fabric of society, and society will never collapse. It won't, because it's too.
Lee,
it costs too much to run.
Because they've got baked beans.
Yeah, exactly. Lee, if we were on telly, you would be observing two of your current co-broadcasters shaking their heads vigorously.
Well, no, I wasn't. I was going to sleep.
Well, exactly. And Alexander was going, no. You don't think that, do you?
No, not really.
No.
What do you think, Alexander?
I think we'll be all right. he's nicked now, so we can get on.
Yeah, exactly.
Crack on. Oz,
is it?
Yeah, it is. Lee, I'm fading it. We're running out of time. Oz police and government websites hacked. Rachel, what's that all about?
Oh, dear. It's a big mess. Earlier in the week, it came to light. I mean, we've discussed this before. Remember I was talking about my good mate, Bob Carr, few weeks ago?
Yeah.
And about how, you know, it is just protocol that we record people's phone conversations. Well, the Australian government, not the current Australian government, but the former Australian government, has been busted for recording phone calls between the president of Indonesia and his wife, and they are none too pleased about it. We're in the middle of a really huge negotiation about stopping refugee boats and trying to turn them around and get Indonesia to take these people back. They have now ceased all cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, hackers have decided to infiltrate the Australian Federal Police and our Reserve Bank. It's a big mess. At the moment, DFAT, DFAT stands for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade.
Mm-hmm.
They're responsible for just about everything, including, you know, the guys you get your passport from, et cetera, et cetera. DFAT put out a warning saying do not travel to Bali under any circumstances.
Oops.
I know about three or four people who are heading to Bali tomorrow.
That's not very fair on Bali, really, is it?
No, it's not. No, but Alexander's right. That isn't fair on Bali,
no.
Is it?
They rely on tourism for 100% of their income, really.
Yeah, it is. They've had
enough atrocities in Bali.
Mm.
The Balinese people were hit so hard. Bali bombings took place some 12 years ago, and it was really horrendous for them, and they really suffered. And then they've had, you know, no end of problems with terrorism, etc. And to cut off, you know, tourism to Bali is going to cut their throats.
Yeah.
And I really hope they get this resolved. Tony Abbott, our current Prime Minister, is refusing to, you know, make any sort of apology. And that's just how he rolls. He's a, you know, bit of a doofus, to be honest with you. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Hang on a minute. Hold on, Rach.
Down.
Tony Abbott, hello. Come in, please. Tony Abbott, go talk to people, you nana.
Mm. Exactly, and but at the moment they won't. They won't talk to anybody, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, Tony Abbott and his current government are refusing to even address the media on regular everyday stuff to the Australian public. They're a government that speaks to no one, and it really is not the way to fly.
Okay, we move on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hope they get that resolved very, very quickly. Indeed, the program's now going to reach its normal low. As money down the toilet just reached new highs, cleaners working on aircraft in India have found 24 gold bars worth about $1 million stuffed into a toilet compartment.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. Yeah, ka-ching. Ka-ching. Now, I'm left wondering, who do we know on this programme that was in India this year?
Pooing gold.
Mm.
On planes.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
I think actually, if you think about it, it'd be really good if whoever left these gold bars on the plane actually talked through his derriere, to use an Irish word.
Yes.
And then you'd be hanging on his every word, wouldn't you?
But who'd... Rachel, who do we know that was in India this year?
I had projectile other than vomiting when I was in India. These wouldn't be gold bars, dear.
Brown bars.
Liquid gold.
Yeah. Ah, right.
Liquid gold. Wonderful.
Unpolished.
Well, I wasn't in India, but, you know, we all know that everything I speak and poo is gold.
Oh, very good. Anyway, apparently in India, import duties have hiked three times this year to try and calm down the demand for precious metals. So maybe somebody just didn't have enough on their credit card at the end of it. Staying with
this, an import or an export? Technically,
I don't know.
If it was in a toilet, wouldn't it be an export? Or...
Well, they could have found it when they were landing.
True. Well, it depends if they, you know, where it was cached.
Oh, right.
There is a point we're missing, because gold in the UK and mainly the rest of the world comes in ingots, doesn't it? In India, it actually does come in logs.
Oh, well, there you go.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Solid ones.
Yes.
Right, laying a cable in Australia, Rach.
Yeah, right.
It's easier to lay a cable in Australia than
yeah,
it is
I reckon.
In India.
Yeah. What a floater, boys and girls. Police have appealed.
You're on the toilet.
Yeah, we're still there. Police have appealed for information to help trace the owner of hundreds of thousands of pounds, which are
I think it was mine. That's actually where I grew up, in Spalding.
Is it?
Spalding? Yep. Yeah, I remember leaving a bag in a river. How do I claim?
Police said claimants must have evidence of ownership, Alexander.
Oh.
So they blow you out?
Maybe, yeah.
Are you sure that's what was in your bag, Alexander?
I was only seven. I really don't know.
Human or?
Yeah, but when Alexander, he sounds young, but when he was seven, they had white £5 banknotes.
Yes, very big ones.
May I reveal something about Alexander to the ladies and gentlemen?
Go on.
Wait.
Before this show started, ladies and gentlemen, I asked Alex where he was from.
Yeah.
And he said in a very cool and very hip way, I'm from everywhere.
All over the shop.
Right.
I did actually grow up in Spalding from 3 to 11.
He's from Spalding!
From the age of 3 to 11. Yeah.
Mm. Is that the place balls are from?
No, that's in America, unfortunately.
So no balls in Spalding?
No, Spalding's very famous for its flowers. It's twinned with a town in Holland. It's known as the Flatlands, and they have a tulip parade there every year.
Wow.
That's
hang on, we've got a first, girls.
What's that?
We've just had
a fact.
Some facts on Postcard from Pop Brand. The first time in 2013! Yay!
Verified facts. God, that's amazing.
It's a hotel made of ice, you numpties. Tourists go to a special ice hotel in the north of the world. It's frozen. It's freezing. It's, like, cold. The first guest stayed in this hotel in an Arctic town called, here we go, Jakazvli. That's the one.
You read that very well.
Thank you. But even though the guests have been there since 1990, authorities this year have demanded they put in fire alarms.
Yes, but there's a reason.
It's made of water.
Yes.
Exactly, but the reason they want to put the fire alarms in, you see, people don't read stuff properly. It says it quite clearly. It's because when you go to bed in your ice hotel, you have to go to bed under a reindeer skin.
Right.
No. I know why.
Go on.
It's because it's an ice hotel. Yeah. Now, the mayor of Toronto often stays there. It's not ice as we know it.
This chap a big like smoker. Crap.
Exactly.
And when he lights a pipe, we really need fire alarms.
Aha. Uh-huh. In which case, we'll think about that during the commercial break. Boys and girls, do not go away. This is Postcard from Pop Brad. We'll be back fast and you can make that milkshake. Have a cup of tea. Or even if you're down over, have a few tinnies or more. And please do, because we need all the drunken cricketers to go out on the pitch so England can win again. That would be nice.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.